So my mom, we were raised, my brother and I were raised Catholic. Since we were both baptized as infants. My mom was very, very strong in the faith. My dad was more of like an agnostic kind of presence. But my mom would take us, my brother and I, to mass every single Sunday. And we were also very like active. When we were like young children, we were very active in like Sunday school and like, you know, stuff like that.
And it's kind of hard as a child to realize what's really happening with religion or with beliefs, but what was your belief in God? What was your relationship with God as a kid?
As a kid, you really don't know, right? Like you believe, and I'm going to be that guy all throughout this interview and be like, well, you as a kid, you believe in Santa Claus and you believe that he's like this physical person that comes down your chimney, you know? And so as a kid, I believed, you know, that Jesus and God were like these forces, not even forces. I believed that like God was like Zeus, you know, sitting like on the throne in the sky somewhere, and that, you know, the Holy Spirit was a dove. Like that's how I imagined the Spirit as a kid. And, you know, going like looking back, I don't think that I had an actual relationship because you don't really know what you're doing when you're a kid. Right. So I didn't have an actual relationship with Jesus. I just knew that I was supposed to pray before meals and that I was supposed to pray before I went to bed. And there was a lot of stuff about sheep, and that's kind of my whole childhood experience, was me praying a lot because that's what I was taught to do.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think it's an important part that you mentioned, which is the reality for pretty much every single person, that we just believe what our parents are telling us. When was the first time or first point of your life that you started doubting what you had been taught?
I think truly doubt, not necessarily me being pulled away from the faith, but legitimate doubt was probably sometime in high school where I just started feeling this emptiness and this kind of disconnect from it. And it felt very just cold.
Can you expand on that? Like, what do you mean by cold? What do you mean by emptiness? And can you kind of run us through the questions that you had or concerns that you had about the faith or the religion or Catholicism or whatever it might be that was going on in your head?
Yeah. So in Catholicism, right, they believe that, you know, you should and you need to, right? It's one of like the was this one of the sacraments, if I'm remembering correctly, is like penance and confession. And you, in order to be forgiven, you would have to go and confess your sins to a priest. And in my understanding of what I had read in scripture, it didn't make any sense to me. Why would I have to go talk to another human being in order for God to forgive me? Was something that I really struggled with. And I think every Christian feels this way. Like I still feel like this sometimes. But you're going to have like the highs and the lows of like, man, I feel so connected to this. And I just feel so drawn to read scripture. And there are those times where you feel like you feel like you can't, you know, there's just this just massive disconnect where you're even like bored. Right. It's a feeling of boredom where you don't have that spark and that fire. And I went a very long time without feeling that connection and without feeling that spark. And that's, I think, one of like the catalysts for me being like, if I don't feel that spark, why do I even believe this? And then I kind of went down a rabbit hole of asking questions like, why do we, you know, have to talk to a priest in order to get our, you know, to get our sins forgiven? Like, why can't I just talk directly to God, if that makes sense?
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. I think most people are kind of uncomfortable with this idea to begin with. So it's totally relatable. And you talked about these doubts starting when you were in high school, but usually college is kind of where people have their existential crisis or where they start thinking more deeply about things. So I imagine for you, college was probably something like that, not only because you get more experience in life, your brain develops more, but also because going to college exposes you to different worldviews and different people. How was the experience for you in college, and how was that related to the doubts that you already had about Christianity?
the bigger picture of that, right, is when I was in elementary school, right? We're going to go back just a little further. When I was in elementary school, I was very much into like witches and wizards and the magic stuff, you know, and you'd go around like recess and we'd find like sticks that we would pretend were wands. And I was, you know, always very close to feeling like the magic of stuff, right? And so I think it was middle school, and I had a friend who was getting already in middle school was getting into like the occult and learning things like that. And like, he was, you know, looking into tarot cards and stuff and, you know, looking and going into like metaphysical shops and things. And so that kind of carried on into high school, where in high school I bought a book, that was like about witchcraft, right? Because I'd had, you know, exposure to it when I was, you know, even younger. And then taking that book that my parents didn't know about, and they didn't know about the tarot cards that I had bought either, right? It was very, very hidden. Taking that then, and all of my experience with that, which was very little at the time, right? But then moving into college, where I actually found like a solitary like coven of like a handful of witches, right? And we became best friends. We would do everything together. We were very, very close knit. We called each other sisters. And we would, you know, have nights where we all would just pull tarot together, and, you know, we would, you know, bake the traditional stuff and make mead on the holidays and like everything. So it really was, I think, a mixture of my prior interest in all of it, mixed with exposure with other people who were interested in the same thing, that just kind of like expounded on it.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. And you kind of see the gradual change in your beliefs, you know, so I like that you actually went back and talked about this. But can you kind of get us to the point where you fully rejected Christianity? Because it seems like still at that point, you maybe were still going to church or maybe holding on to a little bit of that, but at some point that totally went away. So can you explain how it went from, you know, the beginning of college to you completely rejecting everything that had to do with God?
Yeah. And that was a slow burn too. So looking back, like during my years that I had spent in like Sunday school, right? I remember one of the days, like we were given some index cards and told to write questions anonymously that we had on these index cards. And I remember me asking, like, did Adam and Eve have belly buttons? Because like they weren't born necessarily. So like, did they? Right. And our Sunday school teacher at the time had read it off and was like, huh. And everybody like laughed at it, right? And I felt like kind of humiliated. And I was just like, why? Like, was that a stupid question? I was like, when you're a kid, you're like, is that a stupid question? Maybe I just shouldn't ask questions. And so that's how I was like, we're not going to ask those questions. And maybe I'm wrong for asking those questions. So that was something that pulled me back. And then my mom allowed us to stop going to church once she had a big disagreement with our local like parishioners. And I won't get into that because that's like a personal thing for her. But, you know, we didn't go back. So I didn't have that community. I didn't have that Christian community, you know, that Catholic community. So instead I found this other community,